Tree to Tree, From the Lush Canopy, Underhanded and Ciphered, A Message to Thee. By William Van Zyl. Published in June 2021.
An encoded scent whiffed across to a neighboring tree. It had a complex message in the transparent envelope. The postman did not deliver it. Mr. Wind carried it with unseen dedication. Leaf to leaf, the proverbial drums had relayed the detailed message. The letter in the envelope read, "Red alert. There is an insect attack on me. Prepare, chemically, to protect yourself, the tree. Hey, I have to do something, quick. Insects are in the tree next to me," whispered the leaves of the large birch tree. It took about 20 minutes. The leaves of the tree turned bitter. Inedible. The insects left the second tree without touching a leaf. This is a simple example of how trees in a forest work together to warn and protect one another. They use messages we humans can't see.
The Secret Life of Trees. I have recently downloaded an audiobook from Audible with the title The Hidden Life of Trees, The Editor's Choice. A clear thought entered my head when I listened to the foreword and the first chapter. Trees are more, much more than what we ever expected. The fantastic book by Peter Wohlleben, The Hidden Life of Trees, confirms the many books and videos that are out there claiming the gospel. What trees are to us, or for us, is mind-blowing. They are relational miracles. They do not exist independently, but they have their own entangled, complex, and symbiotic webs of interbeing. They are constantly communicating with one another. They use chemical signals which they dispatch along with the fungal networks that live in their roots. You will be stunned by the revelation of the invisible, astonishing underworld, and upper world, only recently discovered. For your information, I have produced a particular link to an unexpected source you would never have thought of, not in your wildest dreams. Wait for it.
See the image of Peter Wohlleben in the blog post. Here is the caption. Peter Wohlleben is the author of The Hidden Life of Trees. What they feel, how they communicate, discoveries from a secret world. Photo. Tobias Wohlleben.
I am also acknowledging the work of other scientists. Thanks to Canadian forest ecologist Suzanne Simard from Canada. The video of Suzanne Simard, A Forest is Much More Than What You See, says Suzanne Simard. Her 30 years of research in Canadian forests have led to an astounding discovery: trees talk, often and over vast distances. Learn more about trees' harmonious yet complicated social lives and prepare to see the natural world with new eyes. Source: YouTube, Suzanne Simard.
A Philosophical and Literary Description. An Introduction to Trees. The tree which moves some to tears of joy is in the eyes of others only a green thing which stands in the way. William Blake wrote in his most beautiful letter. Walt Whitman found in trees a model of existential authenticity. Hermann Hesse saw them as the wisest of teachers. Wangari Maathai won the Nobel Peace Prize for her noble work of planting trees as resistance and empowerment. Credit. Maria Popova.
This article focuses on tree communication, above ground and underground. Then, the author endeavors to highlight a parallel between trees and humans. Humans are like trees. But how, you may ask? Most people are definitely like trees. Yes, you probably know that. However, you will not believe where I have read it. The verse I am going to quote is related to this statement. If you continue reading, you will see it. Stunning. Totally unexpected.
And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything. And he looked up and said, "I see men like trees, walking." After the blind man in Mark 8 receives his sight, Peter gives a radical confession of faith, "You are the Christ." Mark 8, verses 27 to 30.
There you have it. After the miraculous power of Yeshua, the saliva of the firstborn sons was believed to contain healing powers in Jewish tradition, had rested on the blind man, his spiritual eyes were opened. He saw the spiritual outline of people, walking around like trees. At that very moment, there is a revelation. The second miracle is the restoration of the blind man's sight. Humans are like trees, confirmed 2,000 years later, after the blind received his sight, by scientific research and observation. Peter Wohlleben and Suzanne Simard are some of the many scientists who discovered that trees are like communities of people. They live and work together. After listening to the audiobook, what stunned me was that trees work together. Not competing, as most people would expect. They are communicating above the ground and below the ground. They use intricate, extravagant chemical messages, encoded scents, rich electrical pulses, and more to help one another. They don't fight to be the fittest and the strongest in the forest. They work together. They know they are stronger together.
They need each other to survive. Suzanne Simard explains how trees communicate underground. Trees can communicate through a vast root system and symbiotic fungi called mycorrhizae. See the insightful video in the blog post. The concept of the survival of the fittest and natural selection is not to be found amongst the trees in forests. On the contrary, they are friendly communities. I now refer to Darwin's first attempt at mapping out his evolution tree. His overall argument is that species evolve from one another and that those species with similar traits have a less likely chance at survival. He titled this theory Natural Selection, Survival of the Fittest, and it's widely used amongst environmental studies.
Definition: Natural Selection. Natural selection is defined as a process by which species of animals and plants that are best adapted to their environment survive and reproduce. In contrast, those that are less well adapted die out.
I include the fascinating, authentic note and a sketch of Charles Darwin here. Caption: Charles Darwin's 1837 sketch, his first diagram of an evolutionary tree from his first notebook on transmutation of species, 1837, on view at the Museum of Natural History in Manhattan. Credit: Charles Darwin, public domain, via Wikimedia Commons. Interpretation of handwriting: I think the case must be that one generation should have as many living as now. To do this and to have as many species in the same genus, as is, requires extinction. Thus between a plus B an immense gap of relation. C plus B the finest gradation. B plus D rather greater distinction. Thus genera would be formed. Bearing relation, next page begins, to ancient types with several extinct forms. Here is the text in Darwin's format, 36 text. I think, the tree graph, BDC1A text on the side. Case must be that one generation then should be as many living as now. To do this and to have many species in the same genus, as is requires extinction. Text below the tree graph. Thus between A and B immense gap of relation. C and B the finest gradation, B and D rather greater distinction. Thus genera would be formed, bearing relation. End of Darwin's format.
Maybe, just maybe, Darwin was just too quick with his tree of life sketch. He did not know about the secret life of trees at that stage. However, Mr. Darwin, great scientific work.
Trees. Survival of the friendliest, not survival of the fittest. Survival of the fittest often brings to mind a notion that physical strength and power are crucial to survival, but that's a misconception. Evolutionarily, the best refers to a species' ability to reproduce and create an environment where its offspring can flourish. Scientists have found that cooperating and forming solid relationships is often essential to species survival, and it's seen when we examine the evolutionary success of our human ancestors, apes, and even our dogs. For that reason, some might say friendliness actually beats out fitness when it comes to survival. Trees are inherently friendly. The friendlier a tree, the better chances it has to survive. The book The Secret Life of Trees confirms the notion. It opposes Darwin's evolutionary theory of the fittest survival, natural selection. Wohlleben points out that trees communicate on many levels. They help one another. They feed each other in crisis times. They warn one another via chemical and electrical pulses, insect attacks, and more. This new knowledge is a game changer. It is refreshing to realize that humans can prosper by helping others, just like trees.
Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Luke chapter 6 verse 38 New King James Version.
See the red mangrove from the sketchbook of the author. How would mangroves communicate, considering their root systems and the surrounding saltwater? Environmentalists tend to think of mangroves' ecological role mostly in terms of protection from storms and nurseries for fish. As climate change threatens to increase the frequency and severity of storms, mangroves provide a stout defense against storm surge. Mangrove roots also provide habitats for fish and shellfish, crucial to sustainable livelihoods for coastal communities. So, as humans, what can we learn from trees? Here are four simple things we can learn from trees standing together in the forest and under the same canopy.
1. Humans should love their neighboring trees as themselves. Give. Humans should uproot greed, selfishness, and self-indulgence with a vengeance. A caveat here, we should grow entrepreneurs with an unselfish character. This starts in schools and in the shaping of a nation's culture. The leaders have to model the way. For example, when a wealthy prime minister or president takes the lead by giving their salary, or half their salary, away to a charity. If they are rich and they can afford it. What a lofty and magnificent tree. 2. It is not about the fittest surviving and eliminating the weak. Think about an assumable dead stump in the forest supported by surrounding trees for hundreds of years. We should look after our weak, frail, and special needs neighbors. Not the evolution model, for example, Darwinian theories, where the fittest survives at all cost. But the Christian model, Romans chapter 13, verse 8-10. Let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another, for whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. 9. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other command there may be, are summed up in this one command, love your neighbor as yourself. 10. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. 3. Alert others and stand up for what is right, fight the rot. When damaging insects, or large herds of animals, attack a tree, the tree involved will alert the surrounding trees using a scented message. We should look out for one another. Show love, care and offer discreet advice to our neighbors. For example, receiving bad news and pandemics affects people and their income. Other attacks on trees could be family violence, addictions, mental health issues, and more. You are the salt of the earth, fight the rot. 4. Share, support, and serve. Trees are unselfish. They give, they support surrounding trees. They know they are stronger together. They will survive longer if they work together. The tree culture of sharing is terrific. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 28. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer but must work, doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. New International Version. More resources and interesting reads. The Fascinating Science of How Trees Communicate, animated by Maria Popova. Interview with Peter Wohlleben in his groundbreaking book The Hidden Life of Trees. Forests contain much more than meets the eye, writes Peter Wohlleben. Within the roots of trees are active brain-like processes, and trees are capable of communication and learning. The forester, Peter Wohlleben, tells host Steve Curwood about the unseen and unsung connections between trees and how humans can better care for them.
Listen to the interview in the blog post or read the transcript. I trust that you have enjoyed the article. Visit the blog of Five House Publishing to read and listen to more stories articles. To view the related insightful videos, see the blog post, Tree to Tree, from the Lush Canopy, Underhanded and Ciphered, a message to thee.
Thanks for listening.